Praise God. You can do better than that because you are clapping for Jesus. Hallelujah. What a glorious God we serve. Thank you, Father. Daddy, thank you so much, sir, for standing in briefly while we were trying to iron things out. Every time we come into the presence of God, we have to come with expectations. Because it is our expectations that God sees and reaches out to us to touch us. That's why the Bible says, the expectations of the righteous shall not be cut off. So if you are without expectation, you lose out on God's bounties. You will not lose out tonight in the mighty name of Jesus Christ. The Bible says, as Jesus was teaching and preaching, the power of God was present to heal and to deliver. I don't know how many of us may be feeling sick in our body tonight, or maybe having one concern or the other. I want you to know that the Holy Spirit is here, and it shall be touching that aspect of your life for a change of story tonight. If you believe it, say loud amen. Amen. God is never on holidays. Every time you prepare your heart to receive of God, He pushes in your direction. So it is us that has to be prepared to receive of Him, because God is ever ready. Are you ready tonight to receive of God? So because you are ready, God's visitation will come unto you in the mighty name of Jesus Christ. I want to share tonight on something very important in the sight of God, and that is understanding the mystery of kingdom stewardship. Understanding the mystery of kingdom stewardship. Sorry, we don't have slide. I know some people are checking to see. But just follow me. A lot of things in this kingdom we are operating in are mysteries, because so many don't understand them. It is like the mystery of feet washing, where Jesus tied his towel, him that is the master, and began to wash the feet of his disciples. Mysteries. And so Peter did not understand. He was saying, "Master, you can't wash my feet. Why must you, the master, be washing my feet?" But Jesus said to him, he said, "What I do, you don't know now. It is still a mystery to you. Even though you've been with me these 3+ years, you still don't understand." That is why in this kingdom, that is how in this kingdom we are operating in, there are a lot of mysteries. Except it is unveiled, you may not understand it. That's why so many people will sit back and wait to be served instead of engaging what we shall be talking about tonight. So mysteries, I've always said it most times because I like talking about mysteries. The word of God is a deep mystery. There are things that are hidden in the pages of scriptures. And except God unveils it to you, you may only be running with the logos. And yet, you don't have the power behind it. You will just be reading the scriptures like you are reading a novel. In those days when we were in secondary school, we had a teacher who was an unbeliever. He was teaching us BK. You know what BK is? Bible knowledge. After teaching Bible knowledge, he will go back to the back of the class and he will be smoking cigarettes. He's teaching BK, Bible knowledge. But yet, before he finishes the class, he is already thirsty of cigarettes. He will run to the backyard and he will go and be smoking. Why? Because he was only running with the letters. He was completely void of the mystery of the word. He lacked the deep understanding of the power behind the word. And so he ran all through with the letters, even through university, and he was teaching. But yet no power to say no to sin. Why? Because he lacked understanding of the mystery of the world. And that's tonight, God shall be unveiling to us the mystery of stewardship. And then afterwards, you will decide whether you will still sit back or rise up like Jesus in the midst of his apostles to serve them by washing their feet. Hallelujah. What is stewardship? Because we are talking about the mystery of stewardship tonight. What is stewardship? Our key scripture is taken from the book of 1 Corinthians chapter 4 verse 1 to 2. You can display that for us. Thank you so much. What is stewardship? And who is a steward? You know, most of us, we have visited this restaurant. You see the waiters. They come around and they wait on you. They stand by waiting for you to place an order. Right? And then they take the order and go to fetch whatever you have ordered. And they serve it to you. They wait on people that come around. They serve. They are always taking instructions and running with the instruction. In other words, you can call them errand boys. But whatever they are doing, there is a great mystery in the kingdom of God. You know, many years ago, precisely in 2018, we were having men's Early Will I Seek Thee on top of the foyer. We don't used to have Early Will I Seek Thee there anymore. As we were having this Early Will I Seek Thee, I came out. As I was going to minister, God said to me, say to these people that in service I reward, in prayers I answer. And I said it there, right there. I don't know how many men were there or who still remembered this word. And I said it quickly. God said to me now that in service I reward, and in prayers I answer. So it means that if you are in the process of service, which is stewardship, you qualify for God's rewards and continuous victories. If only you can engage your heart to serve God and his kingdom interest, you qualify for the rewards. And what God spoke to me during that program is that you can be a prayer warrior, engaging day and night, but God may answer you and tell you to wait. Wait, sir. Wait, hold on. I will do it later. Just hold on. He has answered you, hasn't he? After all, he has told you to wait now. And so many are in the business of waiting. They wait and wait and wait and wait and wait. And my father in the faith will say, those that always continue in waiting end up in wasting. That will not be your portion in the mighty name of Jesus. But how do we put an end to waiting? It is by engaging in service. Kingdom stewardship. In service, I reward. Rewards doesn't have to do with waiting. Rewards are tangible. You see it right now. Right on your hand. Jesus said in the book of Revelation chapter 22. From verse 10, he said, I come quickly and my reward is with me. My reward is with me. To give every man according to how his work shall be. So Jesus is coming to reward stewards. Not those that sit back and not do anything. I pray for grace for stewardship to be released upon us in the mighty name of Jesus. 1 Corinthians chapter 4 verse 1 to 2. Can we read it together? King James Version. Yes, can we read that together? stewards of the mysteries of God. Let a man so account of us as of the mysteries of Christ, as stewards of the mysteries of God. Verse 2. Thank you, Jesus, for this word. Glorify your name as we go ahead. Thank you, my Father. Thank you, Ancient of Days. In Jesus' mighty name, we are praying. You see, Paul was talking about a great mystery in that place. He mentioned it there, that stewardship is a mystery. He said, let a man so account of us, Paul was talking about himself, as of the mysteries, ministers of Christ, as stewards of the mysteries of God. Stewards of the mysteries of God. Stewards of the mysteries of God. So Paul was alluding to the fact that men should account of them as men that possess the mysteries. And they are not just holding the mystery, but they are stewards. That means they are meant, he is meant to serve this mystery to the kingdom of God. He's meant to dispense it. He's not meant to sit on the mystery. He's a steward that is meant to give this mystery. And you can bear witness with me that Paul was indeed a dispenser of great mystery in this kingdom. And then he went further to say in verse 2, put verse 2. Moreover, it is required in this stewardship that a man be found faithful. It is expected in stewardship that you be found faithful. Now, why is it that when we were saved, Jesus did not take us to heaven immediately? Why is the church still here on earth? Why are you born again? Why are you saved? Why are you in this land, in this Oman? Have you ruminated over this question? To know why God saved you in the midst of your family. If you have not thought about it, I have an answer. You were saved to serve. You were saved to serve. You were saved to serve the purpose of the kingdom of God. You are not saved to be a bench warmer. You are not saved to be in the status quo in the house of God. You are not saved to sit back and say, I can't do it. You are saved to serve in the kingdom of God, to serve his interest, to serve his people, to serve the church. That's why you are saved. So you are saved to be a steward of God, committed, loaded with mysteries, like Paul. God does not save any man in vain. For everyone that is saved, there is a gift. There is a responsibility that has been handed over to you. There is a space that you occupy in this kingdom. And of which, if you do nothing about it, nothing will be done. And he said in the book of Revelation, I come quickly. And my reward is with me. It's going to be based on that space that God has prepared for you, for which reason he saved you. And on that day, that is where God is going to begin from. As he shows up in the heavens, and he begins to dispense rewards, it's going to begin with those that have served. Jesus said, I stand in your midst as one that serves. I stand in your midst as one that serves. And therefore, any one of you that wants to be great, let him serve. Anyone that wants to be great in this kingdom, let him serve. Are you serving God with that talent? Are you serving God in that weakness? Are you serving God with the finance he has put in your hands? Are you serving God with your time, or you are serving the masters that put money in your account every month with all of your time? What is your position as it comes to the king, as it has to do with the kingdom of God? Please note, God is going to call every man to account. So many of us, we have 1,000 excuses why we don't have to serve in the house of God, but we are working in an organization. So many of us, we have 101 excuses why we don't have to serve at all, but we are serving in our houses. We are doing everything except to serve God's kingdom and his interest. And in Luke chapter 16, verse 11, Jesus said, so if you have not been trustworthy in handling these minor things I have put in your hands to serve me with, I am paraphrasing. If you have not been trustworthy in handling worldly wealth, who will trust you with true riches? The talent that God has put in your life, the time that God has put in your hands, the good health that God has given you. You jumped up this morning and you bounced healthy. Nothing is happening. And you went about all that you needed to do. The privilege that God has given to you, that you are in Oman today, that you woke up in the morning and you were able to blink and you stepped out of your bed. All these things that God has given to you, they are a blessing as a result of the kingdom wealth that he has released. But he says, if you are not trustworthy in serving him with this little thing he has given to you, Abba, who will give you kingdom wealth? Do you know what it means to be wealthy in this kingdom? It's not just based on rias. Wealth, kingdom wealth, is not just based on rias. Kingdom wealth, man, sir, is much more than rias. It is invaluable. You cannot attach anything to kingdom wealth. All round wealth. He said, the little I've put in your hands now, you are not serving me with it. They are begging you day and night. Join discipleship class so you can serve. Look for a ministry and join and serve. Engage in the house of God to serve. But no, you can serve task masters. You can serve your office. You can service your bed day and night. But serving God, does not matter. Jesus is saying in that Luke chapter 16, verse 11, don't expect true riches from me. Don't expect true riches from me. We remember the parable of the talent in Matthew chapter 25 from verse 21. Jesus has given every man according to your ability. There is nobody that is saved that has no gift and ability. Be not deceived. Galatians chapter 6 verse 7. God is not mocked. We can't come and raise you know, bend our neck and say, Lord, you know, I don't have any gift. You know, I don't have any talent. You know, I don't have anything I can offer in the church. You can't deceive God. Nobody can deceive God. God has not made anyone to be an empty vessel. God has not called anybody to be just a bench warmer in the church. That's why the Bible calls it the body of Christ. The head has its function. The ears, the hand, everything has its function. A place for everything, everything for its place. You have a place that God has placed you in this kingdom. Are you there? Seven. Some of us, we have capacity to handle five. But the one that God has put in our hands, we are not even able to make do with it. But in our secular responsibilities, don't get me wrong, it is good to be active in our secular responsibility. Don't get me wrong at all. We can be busy and even do overtime. But when it comes to the things of God, we are like this. Somebody else will do it. There is a song we used to sing in those days while we were singing in a cappella when I was a youth. Everybody said that anybody could do the important thing somebody should do. Everybody know that somebody should do, but nobody said that he could do. Do you understand this? Everybody is saying, they said somebody must do it. Somebody will do it. Everybody can do it. This can do it. But nobody is saying that he can do. They can say somebody else. You can do it. You can do. You can do. This one can do it. He can do better. Ah. But they are exempted. God is calling us today in this season of revival to bounce back to service so that we don't end like the one with one talent. Now, do you notice in that story what Jesus did to the one that had one talent? That went to bury it. Like some of us are burying the talent now. We just bury it. Immobile. Unusable. We have categorized ourselves as if we can't do it. You know what Jesus did to them? The person, he was a Christian, a believer. I want us to read it. Luke chapter 25:21. Thank you, Jesus. See what Jesus did to the man that buried his talent, and then you will understand. Matthew 25:21. Thank you, Jesus. As we round up, we shall be praying. But let's take this. From verse 24. Then he which had received one talent came and said, Lord, I knew thee that thou art an hard man, reaping where thou hast not sown, and gathering where thou hast not strawed. And I was afraid, and I went and hid your talent in the earth. Lo, there thou hast that is thine. You take your thing. Hear what Jesus said. His Lord answered and said unto him, thou wicked and slothful servant, thou knowest that I reap where I sow not, and gather where I have not strawed. Thou oughtest therefore to have put my money. Are you okay? Are you there? Thou oughtest therefore to have put my money to the exchangers, and then at my coming I should have received my own with usury, that with interest. To the next verse. Take therefore the talent from him. Somebody say, God forbid. And give it unto him which has 10 talents. Next verse. For unto everyone that hath shall be given, and he shall have abundance. But from him that hath not shall be taken away, even that which he hath. Somebody say, God forbid. Go to the next verse. And cast ye the unprofitable servant into outer darkness. There shall be weeping and gnashing of teeth. Brethren, hear me very well. I am not the one speaking here. Jesus was talking. He said, the place for those that are my servants, that I have given talent, but refuse to serve me with it. He said, their place is what? Outer darkness, where there is weeping and gnashing of teeth. Where is that? Where is that? I'm not hearing. Where is that? Say it like you mean it. Where is that? It means you are in the church running around, sitting and sitting and sitting and sitting and sitting while others are serving. You just keep sitting. Your place, God forbid it, is among unbelievers that never served God at all. Those that never said Jesus is Lord. Are you understanding the mystery? Those that never said, Jesus, I surrender my life to you. You said, I surrender my life, Jesus. You have accepted him. But you entered into the kingdom, occupied space, and wasted the resources of the Lord that he put in your life. Jesus said, outer darkness. If this is the only thing we learn today, that is fair enough. So there is going to be a depart from me. I know you not. Not because of fornication and adultery. Not because of only lying and stealing. But because you sat in the church, born again, spirit filled, Holy Ghost loaded, but you refuse to serve. All your days, you were serving others. But the interest of the kingdom was far from you. That will not be our portion in the mighty name of Jesus. Whenever I think about this scripture, that is why I serve with all my heart. My family know me. When it comes to service, I don't play. And so they are also pursuing after me. Everybody, you must serve. Because you are servicing your salvation. When you are serving, if you are not in service, repent. For the kingdom of God is at hand. Jesus is coming soon. If you are not in service, repent. He's going to ask you, the gift I gave to you, what did you do with it? And now, what are you doing with it? Is it NG4C? There are a lot of privileges to serve in NG4C ministry. You are here, you are not belonging to any ministry at all. And you are hiding, said, I want to hide. I don't want anybody to know I'm here. Fine, congratulations. Jesus sees even in the darkest place. The psalmist said, where will I hide from you that you will not see me? Even if I go to the bottomless of the waters of the sea, you are there. Christ knows what he has invested in you. He has invested hugely in you. But you have taken his talent and you have buried it. In the pursuit of things, you have buried his talent in the pursuit of riyas. You have buried his talent in excuses. Mind you, God is not man. He is washing. Keep wasting his resources. One day, it will be between you and him. And he will be washing. I always say, anytime I see my father in the faith here, Pastor Abraham, I am challenged. You see them. Look at Eda Fernandez. See them. They are serving. Look at My daddy there. Daddy Dacinto. They are serving. There is no meeting. Prayers. Where is there first? You see them engaging and serving. But youths are running and hiding. May the Lord have mercy on this generation. We are going to pray. We are going to pray. We are going to repent. And then, for those that want God to visit them, all you just need to do is just repent and say, Lord, I want to serve you better. See, some of us, we have capacity. We may be serving on radio, but we have huge capacity to serve in various ministries. Say, I'm already in one ministry. Shikena, that's all. Jesus said in Matthew 6:33, but seek ye first the kingdom of God and his righteousness. And all these things that men are dying to have, they are pursuing day and night. He said, I will add them. Let us rise up. We are going to repent. And then, for those that want us to agree with them in prayers, our leaders will come and will agree with you. But first of all, you need to make amends. Look at men of capacity. Men with loaded with talent. Don't waste the resources of God. I want to just make this altar call. I'm not talking about whether you are born again. If you are not serving and you want to start serving, you are going to raise your hand and come out here. He said there shall be outer darkness that compares those people to unbelievers and sinners. If you are here, you are not serving in any ministry at all. There is big risk. We are going to pray for you specially. But right now, every one of us, we are going to lift up our voice and say, Lord, in any way we have not served the interest of your kingdom the way it should be, have mercy on us. We have pursued our interests, pursued the interest of our organization, pursued our family interests at the expense of the interest of the kingdom. Lord, have mercy. Have mercy on me. Have mercy on us. Have mercy on us. Have mercy, Lord. Have mercy, Lord. Let your mercy prevail over your church. Let every one of us return back to service in this season of revival. Thank you, Father. Jesus' mighty name, we are praying. Praise God. Congratulations. Now you are not serving in any ministry. Come here now. You are not here serving. You are not in any ministry at all, at all. Please come. There may not be opportunity for this kind of calling next time. If you know you are not serving in any ministry in this church, come forward. Or I will assume that everybody is serving a ministry and I will take it like that. After today, even if you go and join any other ministry, sorry, you are wasting your time. I am talking. See, what I'm saying tonight, I didn't prepare for it. If you know and you know that you are not serving in any ministry and you are up to the age of serving in ministry, please come forward. I will count 1 to 7 and I will close that chapter. 1, 2, 3. If you know you are not serving in any ministry, come forward. 4. Dress close very well. 5. I beg your pardon. Don't bother to go and serve in any ministry. I stand as God's servant. I'm not joking. 5. You are not serving in any ministry in the bread of life. I'm not talking about your home church. 6. Hallelujah. Please come closer, brothers. Come close, come close. Come close. God has called us to service. It doesn't take anything from us. It adds to us. Make time for God. Make time for this King of Kings. Because he has a blessing for you. Amen. I'm going to call our Father in the faith to pray for you people. And then for those that want to agree, want us to agree with them, we can now come forward after we have prayed for this set. Sir, please pray for this.
Praise God. So the message is very clear and it is very prominent. It is true. All of us, given the talents, if you believe, say amen to that.
Amen.
It is not 5, 2, or 1, but everyone is given talents. That is, I believe that all of us who is in this all, God saved. So that is the first talent, or if you think you don't have many, God has given you the talent. God saved us. That was the first message. The reward differ based on added talents to us. First of all, what is the talent? According to the Bible scholars, one talent is equal to 20 years of wages. 20 years of wages is one talent. That means we are saved, means we had one talent. And we may given gifts, skills, money, influences, time, and opportunity added to our salvation. All of us, we know. Think about it. What are the gifts God has given? What are your skill? And the resources, that is money. The influences. The time what God has given, our life. The opportunities God gives us. These are all addition to God's salvation. So, today, let us pray for the children, those who are believed and accepted God's word and came forward in faith to surrender themselves before God. From this day, God will change their life and God will make them and use them as an instrument from His hand. We are not, those who are given the gifts, we are not doing anything by our own. Not with our talent, not with our abilities or any other qualifications of the world. It is God who does things through us. When we believe that, say amen.
Amen.
It is God-given strength. It is God-given ability. Whatever we have, it is all by God, and they are all to be used for His kingdom purposes. Father God, we come to you in the name of your Son Jesus Christ, on behalf of your children, those who came forward, step forward before you as a sign of obedience, obedience to your word. Father, you are the rewarder of their faith. Father, today is a remarkable day in their life. Continue to touch each and every one of them. Let your hand be rest upon them in the name of Jesus Christ. Fill them with more of your grace, more of your anointing, more of your gifts and the talents, O Father. What is given, they have received first, is the salvation. Added to that, Lord, let them be blessed in abundance. so that in the future all the hand of work will be a testimony and will be a work in your kingdom purposes. Father, accept their praises, accept their confession even today, accept our prayers and answer to the prayers today, O Father. Holy Spirit of God, continually you speak to them. It is not what they heard in this hour. Continually, even they return back to their seat or return back to their home. Spirit of God, continually minister to them. Give them the boldness, the courage, as you've given them today to come forward. Continually work in them to step forward into thy kingdom, to serve you the way that you want them to be. In all things, your name will be glorified, your kingdom will be established, and they will be rewarded for their faith, for their work of Father. Lord, we thank you. Lord, you are the rewarder of our faith. You are the answer to all our prayers. More than all, you are the faithful God, always. You never leave us, nor forsake us. As you bless us to be one another, bless us to be in your kingdom, so that many will be blessed through us, O Father, and your name will be glorified. Thank you for accepting our prayers. Lord, the children, those who are in front of you, you know them by name, you know them by their hearts. Fulfill the desires of your children today, whether it is a physical, material, or even the spiritual, O Father, to serve you today especially. Fulfill the desires and keep them as your servant and as your stewards in your kingdom, O Father. Thank you for accepting our prayers. In the mighty and the wonderful name of our Lord and our Savior Jesus Christ, we offer this prayer. Amen.